You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Torah Sparks Podcast. During the early and middle part of the 20th century, there was a man by the name of Jimmy Durant, who was a famous singer, comedian, and actor. He was asked to entertain a group of soldiers who had just returned from fighting during World War II, and they were visiting Ellis Island. Jimmy agreed, but on condition that it was only a short performance since he needed to catch the ferry in time to get back to New York and host his radio show, whatever he had to get back. Jimmy was on stage, entertaining the soldiers and bringing joy to their lives. But instead of leaving promptly after his committed time was up, he actually ended up staying there for nearly half an hour longer. And obviously, when he left the stage, people were confused. I thought he had a time constraint, a time limit. Someone had stopped and asked him, I thought you had to go after a few minutes. What happened? Why did you end up staying for such a long time? And Jimmy responded. He said, I actually did have to go, but I can show you the reason I stayed. And you can see for yourself, just look down right there at the front row. And sitting in the front row were two men, each of whom who had lost an arm in the war. And one soldier was missing his right arm, and the other soldier his left arm. But together, they were able to clap loudly and joyfully. An amazing story. The Bechor Shor points out that the word Korach, the man in this week's parsha who instigated Machlokes against Moshe and Aaron, the word Korach, the letters Kuf, Resh, Ches, can be rearranged to spell the word Resh, Chaf, Resh, Ches, rather, Resh, Ches, Kuf, Rachak, which connotes a distance and argumentation. When Jews are fighting with one another and involved in Machlokes, it creates tremendous Rechuk, tremendous distance. Distance between whom? It's pretty obvious. It creates distance between the two of them, but it goes much deeper than that. Machlokes also causes there to be distance between the Jewish people and Hashem. This is in part, which is really explains why throughout the Jewish history, it's been internal machlokes amongst the Jewish people that has resulted in tremendous destruction and loss. And we have to work on not being jealous of others. We have to work on not feeling threatened by others. And certainly we have to work on not arguing about petty, trivial things. Each one of those soldiers who had lost an arm in battle realized that if he works together with the other, embracing each other's weakness and unifying each other's strength, then that's the only way that they'll be able to clap and produce something meaningful when they're willing to work together. Each one understood that the person sitting next to them was not their biggest threat or someone they should be jealous of, but the person sitting next to them was actually their greatest compliment. So we have to strive to realize that we really do need each other. And when we extend our hands not to hit or strike, but to lift and help, then we're certainly living a life of true meaning, value, and happiness. I can't help but think about a common practice that is unfortunately becoming almost custom. I see it mamish all the time, and that is you're walking down the street, or to or from a shul, to or from the grocery store, or wherever, and you pass another yid. And do me a favor, count how many people will look at you in the eye and say hello, shalom, hi, or even offer you a smile. Then go ahead and count how many people look at their phone, timed perfectly, exactly when you happen to be passing them. It's simply astonishing. It's mind-blowing. Honestly, it's sad, and to be quite frank, it's a bit strange. Have we really stooped so low? Have we replaced humans with technology? Have we lost our ability to connect to other humans? Are we really more likely to look at the phone and be honest When you passed by that person and you pretended to look at your phone so as to avoid eye contact or whatever, you know entirely well that you did not receive an email, a phone call, or a text at that time. So what are you checking exactly? The weather? For what? Does it matter what the weather app says? The normal social behavior app says, say hello. And I think the only way to work on this is to work on this. And while I know that last sentence actually sounded profound and wise, let's be honest, sometimes the simple way is the best and most efficient way to get things done. Let's work on this by working on this, being more conscious when you walk in public, and in particular when you pass by another person, let alone a fellow brother, a sister, another yid. It's interesting. Korach instigated Machlokas in an active and proactive way. He created an assembly. There was a kahal, there was an eda. He garnished an entire following, a large group of 250 people. And to be honest, that's how we usually perceive Machlokas, as an active sort of rebellion and disturbance, as a proactive threat and a focused mission to debate and challenge. But there's another type of Machlokas, an argument not in the typical sense, but a separation of sorts between two human beings by simply being ignorant and passive. When we disregard another, not because we actively don't like them, but simply because we are busy with our own selves, then that creates machlokes. It creates a separation between us, something we want to avoid. Let's bridge the gap. Let's lower the tide. Let's see others and value them. Realize we need each other. We need humans in our lives. We need our brothers and sisters in our lives. See them. Say hello. And don't stop. That's it for now. Thanks for tuning in and listening to another episode of the Torah Sparks podcast. It would mean a lot to me if you can leave a rating, a review. And don't forget, my book, Ready, Set, Grow, is available for purchase. Go ahead and visit the Mosaica Press website, as they are currently running a sale on Ready, Set, Grow. I think you'll enjoy the read. I hope you enjoyed. Emir Tzeshem. We'll see you next time. Have a great week, everyone.